this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
This morning, it's just a wonderful, wonderful privilege for me. I was just listening to the worship, and over again, we're just singing these songs about God's love, from the first song right through, and just so amazing, just to see what the Holy Spirit is wanting to say to us this morning. And we didn't collude before the time with Al about the type of songs that I had to choose, but it was so in line with what the Lord is wanting to do this morning for us. We had a wonderful fast, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I know some of you guys struggled to get off Facebook, but the Lord came through for you. Celebrate every hour or so that you were free from it. Okay, it's small steps, but praise God. And also remember that I didn't say that Facebook is of the devil, technology is of the devil. It's not what I said. So I want to clarify that. I just said that anything that has our affections more than Jesus is a problem. And that we need to be careful that we have been called to connect with God. And that any other connection that competes for that connection is an idol. And we need from time to time just to walk away from that. So personally, I've just taken it off my phone. It's made a big difference to my time already, just not to see all those notifications. And had a lovely discussion with my wife again yesterday. And she, what is it about wives, eh? They just keep on challenging you to go to the next level. Just next level. So I'm like, oh, let's celebrate the level that I've left behind. The next level. Next level. So I'm on a... I'm on a wonderful journey of the Lord delivering me from a lot of things. And then my laptop gave up the ghost as well a few days ago. Fiu's phone also was not playing along. And so it seems like the Lord is helping us to fast from a few things. It's like, I hope you get the message, man. But we had a wonderful time on Wednesday evening, just coming together, breaking the fast. Just crazy. So many people who came in the midst of the rain. I was like, whoa, this is amazing. And what we asked them to do, because we didn't have time for everyone to share their words, was just to write down the words and to write down some testimony about why they're thankful for the church, why they're thankful for the body of Christ. It was amazing. And I want to encourage you, at the back of the hall, we've got two crosses, one to your left, one to your right. And there are little notes stuck on those crosses with words that people wrote down, also with some testimonies that they wrote down. And if you weren't there, I want to encourage you. There are some more prestick and some more notes at the back. Take some time. Just write down a word the Lord might have given you during the fast, which you feel will be a blessing to the rest of the church. And also, if there's something that you are thankful for, something the Lord has done in this body or in the body of Christ, write it down. Stick it against the cross. The crosses are already a little bit full. Stick them against the wall there. We'll make sure that we capture them and share them also with one another. This morning, I want to give you on. Just an opportunity to share with us a little bit concerning what's happening on the streets of Somerset West. You remember that a few months ago, last year, Johan started sharing with us a little bit about his heart and how the Lord was opening up doors for him to get involved, and it's been an amazing journey. And he's been a catalyst for our church also to really get involved. I know it's something that was in Theo's heart for many years, and the Lord has been answering his prayers as well by just bringing people divinely together. We're taking hands with so many other congregations in Somerset West. It's incredible to see how the Lord is just bringing people together to fulfill His purpose. And we can look beyond our differences as we follow God's purpose, as we focus on the important things. And a lot of the peripheral things that we differ on actually become insignificant as we follow Christ and what He has called us to do. So, Johan, I want to give you an opportunity just to come and share a little bit, a testimony, something the Lord did last week, and buckle up. All right, because the Lord is about to mess with your heart. And we're excited you are and what you're about to share with us. Thanks.
Morning, church. It's really an honor to be here. And I just want to introduce a delegation to you. Now, the delegation comes from the Helderberg Street People Center, also known as HSBC, also known as Busy Corner, and to the locals known as Downtown. So I'm going to first just stand up and I call your name, Ronnie. Ronnie is a dear brother of mine. He's going to share a short testimony this morning. Then Gerard next to him. I just met Gerard this morning, and Dirk introduced me to him and said he wants to join. So just God sent us another brother. Then Dirk, I'm just going to warn you, if this guy hugs you, he's made of solid steel. And I kid you not. Be warned, if he hugs you, you're going to know you were hugged. Then Leroy, can you stand, Leroy? I had to be careful. Leroy is our local celebrity. He's got around about 6,000 likes on Facebook so far. Yes, he's going to give Shalice to run a challenge soon. But God has really been using his story, that Andy, that started at HSBC many years ago, to share his story on Facebook. And, you know, people have just really read the story and just, you know, witnessed. It's just beautiful. Leroy, bless you. Then, not you, Theo. Theo at the back. Komiso, brother. Theo, komiso. I don't want to single him out. I just ask him to open in prayer of what we're going to share this morning. God has really anointed this man with a gift to pray. So just close your eyes. He's just going to pray for us.
Ons almagtige God, ons hemelse Vader, Here, ons kom sê vir u vanmôre so baie dankie, my God, Here. Here, vir my is dit 'n voorreg om vanmôre hier te kan staan, my God, Here. Here, u het vir my hierdie lange nag het u vir my teë gedra, my God, Here. Here, niks was onmoontlik in hierdie aand, Here, nie, my God, Here, maar ek het vir hom gevra, Here, dat u my moet kom bewaren, kom beskerm, my God, Here. Here, ek kom sterk raak, my God, Here. Here, ek kom bid selfs vir my vriende wat vanoggend samen my gekom het na die diens toe, my God, Here. Here, ek kom bid selfs vir hulle ook, my God, Here. Here, dat u vir hulle moet krag moet kom gee, my God, Here. Here, ek bid selfs vir my mense aan die buitekant, my God, Here, dat u vir hulle moet kom bewaren, kom beskerm, my God, Here. Here, kom weer saam met ons in hierdie oggend ure, my God, Here. Here, ek vra dit nie om te verdien nie, my God, Here, ek vra dit in Jesus se naam, my God, Here. Here, hier wat ons as 'n gemeenskap wat ons saam is, my God, Here. Here, kom gee vir ons wysheid, my God, Here, kom gee vir ons krag, my God, Here. Here, as soos wat ons hier sal weerstap, my God, Here. Here, die wat die woord sal kom dien, my God, Here, kom stiekom so diep heilig agter die liewe kruis weg, my God, Here. Here, kom vra dit in Jesus se naam, my God, Here. Here, ek kom bid selfs vir my mense in die kant van Priska, my God, Here. Here, ek weet nie, ek kan vanmôre saam met hulle kan wees nie, my God, Here. Here, ek is vanmôre op die straat, my God, Here. Here, maar ek kom vra net in Jesus naam, Here, dat u sal vir my kom red en kom vergewe my sonde, my God, Here. Here, kom vra in Jesus naam, my God, Here. Here, kom weer saam met ons in hierdie dag, in hierdie Dags ure, my God, Here, ons weet nie wat kan gebeur nie, my God, Here. Here, as maar net u wil, my God, wat geskied word, my God, Here. Here, kom vra dit in Jesus se naam, my God, Here. Here, kom bid selfs my paaste en die dan die onderkant van sames het wees, my God, Here. Here, daar wat in die kerk genou het, my God, Here. Here, kom trek vir hom so 3 myl onder die bloed, Here. Here, ek kom bid selfs vir my vriend Leroy, my God, Here. Here, hy sit met 'n beenprobleem, my God. Here, sy voet is opgeswel, my God. Here, Here, maar ek kom sny elke kramplike mag en elke jaloesie gees, elke toe gees, elke duiwel gees, my God. Here, Here, kom sny dit af vanmôre, my God. Here, Here, ek kom bid selfs dat hy been sal gesond kom word, my God. Here, Here, ek bid selfs, my God, Here, dat u vir hom kom aan kom raak, my God. Here, Here, soos u nie sal van ons sal skei nie. Vra ek in Jesus naam, my God, Here. Here, ek kom soos 'n klein kind kom ek na u toe vanoggend, my God, Here. Here, ek kom vra dat u ons sonde moet kom vergewe. Here, ons weet dat wat ons gedoen het was verkeerd, my God, Here. Here, maar ons kom vra in u wil, my God, Here. Here, kom weer saam met ons in hierdie dagsure, my God, Here. Here, daar wat die voedsel sal voorberei gewees het vir ons, my God, Here. Here, ons vra in Jesus naam, my God, Here. Here, maar ek kom vra wie in Jesus naam, my God, Here. Here, daar waar die voertuie sal ry, my God, Here. Here, ons kom trek elke voertuig so 3 myle onder die bloed, my God, Here. Here, kom bewaren, kom beskerm een en elk wat hier in die kerk is vanmôre, my God, Here. Here, daar wat hulle terug na hulle wonings toe sal gaan, my God, Here. Here, kom bewaren, kom beskerm vir hulle, Here. Kom trek hulle so 3 myle onder die bloed, my God, Here. Here, ek weet vanmôre, ek het nie 'n ma, ek het nie 'n pa nie, my God, Here. Here, ek weet my pa was 'n apostel gewees, Here. Here, maar ek is ook op hierdie pad om te stap, my God, Here. Here, as ek die een triggie sal, God, die ander triggie vir myself gee, my God, Here. Here, kom vra in Jesus naam, my God, Here. Here, ek kom bid vir Leroy, my God, Here. dat u voor mijn kracht zal moet komen geven, Heer. Heer, dat u voor moet komen gezond, kom maken, mijn God, Heer. Heer, kom geven voor mijn wijsheid, mijn God, Heer. Heer, kom verraad in Jezus' naam, mijn God, Heer. Heer, kom bidsie als voor mij ook vanmorgen, mijn God, Heer. Heer, ik weet, ik was een zondaar, mijn God, Heer. Maar ik kom beleven vanmorgen mijn zonde voor u, mijn God, Heer. Dat u mij kom vergeven, mijn God, Heer. Heer, niks is onmondelijk bij u, nee, mijn God, Heer. Heer, ons ken onze geboorte, ons ken onze birthday, mijn God, Heer. Maar ons ken niet die tijd wanneer ons zal wegvallen, mijn God, Heer. Niet u alleen zal weet wanneer ons zijn tijd is, mijn God, Heer. Maar ik bid, Heer, kom vragen, Heer, dat u samen met ons zal wees in hierdie dag, mijn God, Heer. Heer, kom versterk ons in hierdie dag, mijn God, Heer. Heer, kom verhaal in Jezus' naam, mijn God, Heer. Soos ek die uit zal beweeg, Heer, zal u samen met mij beweeg, Heer, in Jezus' naam. Amen, amen.
God is literally raising fear up as an apostle, as an evangelist. Look at Louis at the back there. Hi, Louis, Werner. This is really an honor for me. Fio, thank you, brother. Come on, sit. I said to Liesl the other night that when Fio prays, I think the angels just pause whatever they're doing and they just listen to him. What a heart in that small man. I told him last week and I said, he's been knocked in life a lot of times because of his small stature. But let me tell you, you don't see a bigger heart than a man that size. Fio, bless you, brother. I love you very much. I want to share a short story. I started serving homeless people at the night shelter and also street people just over a year and a couple of months ago. And I always had this desire to, serve God and really serve the church and serve the people. And I did it, but not really. Because there were three questions that were unanswered in my life. The first question was, what do I do? The second question was, where do I go? And the first question was, who do I pray for? And God sorted that out by spending time with these brothers and sisters. I never get nervous talking in front of people, but I get nervous because I tend to cry often. So please forgive me if I start crying. God answered those three questions. And the first answer is, just do it. The second answer is, just go. And the third answer is, pray for everyone. We sometimes want to put God in a box and say, but God, just show me. God says, just go. So it happened two Friday nights ago. My wife and I went on a date night. And we try and do it as often as possible. And as we were finished up at the restaurant, the Lord really pressed on my heart one specific lady that we've been serving on the street called Lizzie. Now, Fio and Leroy know very well Ronnie also. And Lizzie is quite ill. And we've always known it, but I didn't know to what degree she was ill. And then as we left the restaurant, I said to my wife, babes, I hope you don't mind that, you know, we're going on a date night and just go and look for Lizzie. And my wife said, obviously, it's okay, and we left, and we went driving around, and we couldn't find her in a place she normally sleeps because it was raining the night before. And eventually, we got hold of Lizzie, and she was literally lying in a fetal position, busy dying. And I'm not exaggerating. You can ask my wife and Fio and Leroy as witnesses. Lizzie was on her way out. But God pressed on our hearts, so we went, and a lot of things happened that I'm going to leave out. Otherwise, I'm going to use up all my 2 hours that Heinrich has given me. But we went back, and Fio knew Lizzie from they grew up together in a way, but they also didn't, parted ways. And Fio offered to sleep with her that night to protect her and keep her safe. And we bought her some food and took her some blankets and stuff. And then Fio, because he knows her, he says to her, Lizzie, do you want to go home? When last have you been home? She's from Macassar. And immediately, Fio, she said, yes, am I right? And so we said, okay, the next morning, we'll come and pick you up and we'll take you home. Now, Lizzie is HIV positive and she's got TB. She's 28 years old. Really just bad choices, but also bad hand that was dealt to her in life as a child. And then what happened is we took her home. And as we're driving to Macassar, Fio went with us. We stopped at the aunt's house that adopted her when her parents died. And there was nobody at home. But the neighbors saw the commotion and they started coming out. And one lady came out and said, no, the auntie's a church. But they never told us why the auntie's a church. And so Fio still doesn't know. I don't know. And we said, well, we're bringing a lost daughter home. So we're going to find this aunt. So one of the older ladies in the neighborhood says she'll take us to the church. And as we drive to the church, I noticed something. I've been in Macassar before, but I really noticed this the first time. And I said to this lady, "Yo, there's a lot of churches here in Macassar." And without being facetious or funny, she said, "It's because there's a lot of funerals here." And that was the answer. Still, we did not know, why the aunties in church on a Saturday morning. So we went to this church and we asked one of the people, "Can you, pull the lady from the, from the service?" Now, you guys would know colored pastors, they really, preach brimstone and fire. So this pastor was breaching his heart out and, it was a really intense service. And they went and fetched this lady in the front pew. But we still don't know why there's a service on a Saturday morning. So they call this lady and she comes out and there's hugs and tears and, the lost daughter has come home. And I then see in her hand is a funeral letter, like you get at funerals. She was burying her own daughter. Their daughter was stabbed to death by her husband the previous weekend. God, literally, one daughter was taken. And another one was brought home. And fear was part of that. And it was amazing to see the restoration happening right there and then. And then I said to Fear, let's go to your people as well. Fear hasn't been there for a while. And he went to ask for forgiveness for the stuff that he's done as well. He messed up. On his own account, he messed up. But he asked forgiveness. And God gave me a vision that we're going to pitch a marquee tent right smack bang in the middle of Macassar. And God is sending Fear and Leroy and Ronnie as evangelists to go and preach to the very people that they come from. And God is busy doing such an amazing work in people's lives. And I'm going to ask Ronnie, come here, brother. I'm going to ask Ronnie to just share a little bit of where he's been and where he's going. He's on his way. And these guys are never going to say they arrived. I don't think we ever arrive. But they're hungry. They knock and the door is opened. And on the Monday night fellowship that we have, and we share, Ronnie, oh, brother. Ronnie, I always give the guys an opportunity. If they want to share a word, literally take over the event. I stand back gladly, and I let them give a message. And Ronnie spent 5 minutes on Monday night, where I normally spend an hour, because if somebody hands me a mic, I'm going to use it. But Ronnie spent 5 minutes, and he shared such a powerful message that there were tears all over the place. There's Louis sitting there as witness as well. And there was restoration happening between black and colored and white, because God is using this event that we have and this ministry that God has given us to break the mold of racism completely. And there's also big, big, big restoration in that. So that's me, Ronnie. Praat jou hart uit, broer.
Goeiemôre. Sê net dankie vir die Here vir die voorreg wat my gegee om te kan hier voor staan. Ek kom mens ja bekend staan as, my naam is Ronald Simpson. En ek is nou 9 maande uit die gevangenis uit. Ek is al 12 jaar in gevangenis gewees. Reg rondom staan, sê Oos-Kaap, Noord-Kaap, Suid-Kaap. En nou met en nou was die. En die Here het my in die kort tydjie in wat ek by Pastor Johan hulle betrokke is by die maandag in sy groep. Met hand omkeer geverander. Voorheen het ek nie omgegeef aan ander mense nie, want hulle het nie omgegeef aan my nie. Het was net so gewees. En moet nie van die Here by my praat nie, want ek soek die daai nie. Sy kom preek net hier van my en nie wil nie sulke gesjaal sê nie, ek volg my gedagte en my hart. En ek het altyd dinge gedoen soos ek het wil doen. En ek het geleer, elke keer as ek het ding doen soos ek het wil doen, week het die uit op die einde van die dag, want ek begin net weer by nul. En toe het ek die Here kans gegee in my lewe en om my lewe te verander. En in die tyd het my baie geleer, ek deel nou alles wat ek het met mense op die straat en oorslaap, achter op die kapie in die oude brits en in die geikies. En van my is dit my eigen gevoel van, as ek iets weggee, ek wil iets terug. En ek is nog veranderd. En hoe kan ek nou sê, ek sê net dankie vir die Here vir wat hy in my leven kom doen het. En dat wees vir my, hy kyk net na mense wat mooi lyk en so nie. My lichaam is self vol dit. As ek werk soek ook, ek het nou in die afgelopen tyd, as ek werk soek hier in die samensetting, die oogend ek word gaan vaar vir werk, rig genoeg, ja, kan kom werk vir. Sodra het marag raak en het kry warm en ek begin te my uittrek, die aand as het miskien tjaila tyd is, want ek hoor, sorry meneer Oos, dankie vir jou help en so, maar Jy hoef nie môre weer te kom, daar is jou dagse geld. So ek sukkel self met werk, maar ek bedank maar net die Here vir alles wat hy in my pad sit en die seëninge wat hy my gee. En met die stukkie wil ek hier terugstaan, maar ek staan vorentoe in die naam van die Here. Amen.
When I met Ronnie, the first time I met him was I gave a sermon at this street church where we serve, and he came to me afterwards asking for a Bible, and I just want to share the story. So I gave him his Bible, and he just really was excited about this Bible, and I wrote a little message in front for him. And the next Thursday night when we did our outreach, I went back to, they refer to it as Hachis. That's the correct pronunciation, Hachis. But it's the hike is there by the Pick-a-Pay, like he said. And they sleep on both sides of this bridge. And so we normally go to the park site and park the vehicles there and, you know, get ready to serve soup and bread and stuff. And I walk over to the other side, and Ronnie didn't know I was there. And as I look over the railing, I'm trying to call the guys to come and fetch some food. There I see Ronnie almost fell over. He got such a fright. He thought I was the police or something. And he had chicken pieces lying on something there, and he was busy cooking. And I said to him, Ronnie, what are you doing? He says, well, I need to cook for the people. And he started reading Bible to people there. Now, Ronnie won't mind me sharing this, but Ronnie was in Portsmouth for a number of years for murder. I feel safer with him alone in my car than of some of my friends. I really do. What a guy. Guys, God has really restored him. And he's a work in progress, but he's willing. He's got a willing heart to just go and be counted. And this is whatever we're doing with all the five men that, you know, God has sent you literally as a delegation to come and share their hearts with you. If we had more time, we would have given everyone a chance to speak. But God is really so much at work, guys. And I just want to honor you, Heinrich and Fio, for supporting me as well. You don't see me in church often, but at least you know I'm going to church, although it's not this one. Thank you for your support as well. And what you're going to do for the guys on the 7th of August, this is a big hype. There's great excitement in the air at Busy Corner Church. And thank you, guys, for your support and your love and your prayers. Everybody, you know, somebody once said the least you can do is the most you can do, and that's pray. But Louis Smith always says that blessings are for those to come and fetch it. If you want to be blessed, if you want to experience Jesus in a way that you've never experienced before, come and serve homeless people. I'm finished, Steinrich. I'll give the mic back. I always say to the guys, there's no such thing as a street person or a shelter person or a drug addict or an alcoholic. There's Vander nodding as well. These people that abuse drugs, these people that sleeps on the street for a season, but God did not create drug addicts. And the last thing they're going to do is define them. And unfortunately, society has stereotyped. Like Ronnie says, his message on Monday night was, don't judge a book by its cover. It was such a profound message. Because the last thing that I want to share that I've learned in life is that you and I are maybe potentially only two bad decisions away from staying at the night shelter. That I've seen many times. God, guys, thank you for listening to us. Fio, Andrew, thank you.
So we're going to spend a few minutes as praying for our service on the 7th. And pray for all the people the Lord is going to bring, and pray the Lord will just have his way with them and with all of us. I had an interesting discussion this morning at intercession with a friend, and he's busy doing a devotional on the YouVersion Bible app. They've got these daily reading plans and devotionals. Very amazing. I want to encourage you, if you are going to use your phone for things like that as well. And one of them is a reading plan called 30 Days of Heart Work. Not hard work, heart work. And the challenge, they give you challenges, and one of the challenges is that for a few days, just keep yourself away. I think it's one day or 2 days. Keep yourself away from human touch. Just don't be touched. Just for one day, get a glimpse into the life of many people. They have to go 1 day, 2 days, 3 days without the loving touch of another human being. And that challenged me when I thought about how often I touch and get touched. It's my love language, so I do it more than a freak few out sometimes, I think. I touch him as well. hug him whether he wants to be hugged or not. But he's grown as well. Hey, you're a little bit more comfortable. He tends to relax and hug me back now. For the cross, all for the sake of the cross. I know it's a burden that he has to bear. But, so my prayer is that Sunday the 7th will be more than just a meal. More than just a service that we do. I'm excited about that Sunday. I'm excited about where we are as a church, what the Lord is doing in us, what the Lord is doing through us. And it's just a confirmation for me about, we've been on this mission to Springbok, and I ask you, Han, to share this testimony about forgiveness, because I believe there are many things that separate us with many of the people that they do abuse drugs and do live on the street for time to time. But there are a lot of things that bind us together as well. And the greatest thing is our common need for a Savior. That's what binds us together. It's our human commonality, the need to forgive and the need to be forgiven. And I remember being in Springbok. I just want to share the story and then we're going to pray. I'm going to read one verse for you. Let me read the verse first. Let's do that. All right, if you can, in your Bibles, go to Ephesians 3 with me. Yes. Ephesians 3 is net na Galatians. In verse 14, Paul says, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. En daarom kniel ek in gebed voor die Vader aan wie die hele gemeenskap van gelowiges in die hemel en op die aarde sy bestaan te danke het. En ek bid dat hy deur sy gees uit die rijkdom van sy heerlijkheid aan julle die kracht sal gee om innerlijk sterk te word, dat Christus deur die geloof in julle harte sal woon en dat julle in die liefde gewortel en gegrondves sal wees. Mag julle in staat wees om saam met al die gelowiges julle in staat wees om saam met al die gelowiges, ek kan nie eens sien nie, my oë. Mag julle in staat wees om saam met al die gelowiges te begryp hoe wyd en ver en hoog en diep die liefde van Christus strek. Mag julle sy liefde ken. Liefde wat ons verstand te boven gaan. En mag julle heeltemal vervul word met die volheid van God. Aan hom wat deur sy krag wat in ons werk magtig is om oneindig meer te doen as wat ons bid of dink. Aan hom kom die eer toe in die kerk deur ons verbondenheid met Christus. Jesus deur al die geslagte heen tot in alle ewigheid. Amen. And one of our core convictions that we live by is the one called power of conviction. And Ephesians 3 verse 20 says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. And the Bible speaks about this power that lives in us. Paul prays that we'll be strengthened with might in the inner man here inside where nobody else sees, that there'll be a strength inside of us that carries us through difficult times, that carries us through times when your world falls apart, that inside you'll be strengthened with might. The inner man that we often neglect, the inner man that we often starve and feed other things. Paul says, I pray for that part of you, that inner strength, that you'll be strengthened with might. And God has called us to live with the power of conviction. I believe the conviction God has called us to live with is that all things are possible for God. It's a conviction we hold as a church. All things are possible for God. And so we believe that everyone can change. Amen. Everyone can change. All of us need a Savior. We believe and we live with the power of conviction that we are great sinners and Christ is a great Savior. And that God can do the impossible. We believe that God can take a little and multiply it and do mighty things through it. We believe that God can take fallen people with feet of clay and do glorious things through them. We believe that when two or more agree on anything, then it shall be done to us. And the power I believe that we're going to give of our money just now, and I want to read this verse again over us, and I want it to sink into your heart because some of you need to give this morning and just sow your faith and say, God, I believe that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above what I can ask or think. Because as a church, we're going next level, saints, in giving to this community. I want to warn you, all right? We're going to go next level. We're going to give more than we have ever given before. We're going to pray more than we've ever prayed before. We're going to do more than we've ever done before, but not out of a place of striving or of competition, but because the love of God compels us. Because the cross of Jesus Christ compels us to live our lives in surrender to His call, to live our lives dying to ourselves, because that's what Christ has done for us. And we were in Springbrook, and I'm going to share this testimony with you because it speaks to me about the power of God. And we're going and we're ministering to this church of poor people, okay? The pastor hasn't been on holiday for 3 years because they can't afford it. They have to choose between being paid or buying food parcels for the people in the church. So this is a poor church, right? And then we go, then we start ministering, and the Lord gives me this word, and the Lord says, I've called you to suffer together. And I'm like, yes, like it, you know? I want to bring a word that says everything is going to change. And the Lord says, I've called you to suffer together so that you can share my glory together. And He's about to pour out His blessing and His glory upon the church, but He has brought them together, and they're carrying each other's burdens. We're beginning to share, and the Lord prophetically just starts ministering everything that we're doing over and over again. He says, I want you to forgive. I want you to forgive. There are offenses, there are things you need to forgive. And then the people start coming forward and they start forgiving people. And this one lady comes forward and she says, Pastor, I need to forgive my husband. I'm looking after my two girls as daughters. I need to forgive my husband because we had these two kids outside of wedlock, and then we got married and I felt pregnant again. And while I was pregnant, he hung himself and just left us. And ever since, I had to fend for myself. I had to raise these kids. I had to try and make the best. And I've been blaming him ever since. Didn't you love me enough to stick around? Why couldn't you just hang in there with me? And the power of forgiveness, and she's weeping and she's saying this, and I'm weeping. And I'm like, I didn't know this. I spent the whole week with you, and you're praising God, and you've got so much joy. And I think, where does that power come from? It's the power of the cross. And now the grandmother comes, and she says, I've got three daughters. All three of them are drug addicts. 21, 24, I think 27, 28, the other one. I'm raising their kids. They're living with me. I'm getting a disability. It's all I'm getting. As soon as money comes in, my girls They sell anything that we have to go and buy drugs. And today, I want to forgive the drug dealer that introduced my girls while they were at school to Tuck. I want to forgive them. I'm like, yes. What holiness. What power. Where does it come from? That it comes from the Spirit of God that does something in us. And I want to encourage you to allow the Holy Spirit to open up your heart. It's the song that we sang. I don't know who you have to forgive. I don't know what it is that you're holding against whom. But saints, I know that the key for us to walk in the fullness of God's revival power is to speak the words that Jesus spoke on the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Forgive them. And I came aware that we were on holy ground that week to walk with people who have lost so much and yet live with the power to forgive, the power to release. And I don't know what you're holding on. I don't know whom you're blaming for what. I don't even know if it's applicable to maybe just one person in this room. I want to say to you that there's a power that God wants to release over your life. And it's a power to forgive because it sets you free and allows you to walk in the level of godliness that I believe this world longs for. So I'm going to ask you to stand with me. And open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, if we can sing that again. And the band is going to lead us in the song. And I'm going to ask you really just to make it the prayer of your hearts. And I'm going to read this verse for us again, just in Afrikaans. So I realize, you know, the power that we long for, the strength that we need. And I know all of us need strength. I'm not going to have anyone tell me that you don't need strength. All of us need strength. All of us need to be strengthened with might in the inner man. All of us need to hold on to that God and worship that God who's able to do far above what we can ask for or can think. But I just love the fact that verse comes after the other verses that speak about how great His love is for us. And Paul first speaks, I pray that you will know the height, the width, the length, the depth, that you will know how much He loves you. Because then it's easy to worship the God and to believe in the God who's able to do all things. You don't have to work up your faith. You don't have to pull down some strength out of the spiritual atmosphere. You need to know how much He loves you. You need to open up your heart and know that His love is greater than your shame. It's greater than your sin. It's greater than your mistakes. As our brothers have shared with us, it is greater. And it can restore and it can change generations in a moment. Or it can transform those generations over weeks, months, maybe years. Nothing is impossible for the love of God. Nothing. And our ability to give as a congregation and as to give as individuals flows out of this one knowledge that we have. God is good. And God is going to break and open some of your hearts. You're going to start giving ridiculously. For your time, your money, energy, whatever it is, you're going to go next level because you're going to be set free from the fear of lack, the fear of not having enough emotional strength, not having enough financial resources, whatever it is. God is about to take the shackles off us, church. He's about to come and visit us, to dwell with us. Let's close your eyes. You're going to make this a prayer. And ask the ushers as we sing that you would pass the offering bag through. Some of you, as you put your hand in, just to drop the offering in there, if you have, you just need to drop some regret in there. You just need to drop some fear in there. Say, God, I give it into your hands. God, I give my fear of lack. I give you my fear that I'm never going to be good enough. I put my loneliness in there. I put my rejection in there. Because Jesus is about to come upon us like a tsunami. His love will set you free. free from the fear of man, free from the opinions of man, free to live for Him, not for yourself. To God, as we give this morning, as we give You our worship, as we give You our offering, thank You for opening up our eyes this morning. We could see You, Jesus, that You come in the shape and size of our brothers, our sisters. Open up our eyes for Christ in those around us. Open up our eyes to Christ through Your Spirit. God, we thank You for the revelation of Your Son. Jesus, the greatest picture of You we could ever see is here on the cross. Holy God became flesh, died for us, became one of us so that we don't have to die. We thank You for that beautiful revelation, God. We thank You, Lord, for just an increasing revelation of what that means for us. We honor You, Lord, in our midst, and we thank You that we can pray for each other, Lord, and that we can surrender our hearts collectively to You, our eyes to You, Lord. Thank You for coming to open up our blind eyes. And I want us just there where we stand, and we will pray for one another, the simple prayer that the Lord will open up the eyes of our hearts for His love. And we'll pray for our brothers and sisters who will be coming on the 7th, that the Lord will open up their eyes, and will continue to open up their eyes to know how much He loves them. And He will do the same for them, and He will do the same for us. Ek bid dat Hy deur Sy Gees, uit die rykdom van Sy heerlikheid aan, ons allemaal die kracht sal gee om innerlijk sterk te word. Dat Christus deur die geloof in ons harte sal woon en dat ons in die liefde gewortel en gegrondves sal wees. Mag ons in staat wees om saam met al die gelowiges te begryp hoe wyd en ver en hoog en diep die liefde van Christus strek. Mag ons Sy liefde ken, liefde wat ons verstand te bowe gaan, en mag ons heeltemal vervul word met die volheid van God. En Hom wat deur Sy krag wat in ons werk magtig is om oneindig meer te doen as wat ons bid of dink, aan Hom kom die eer toe in die kerk deur ons verbondenheid met Christus Jesus, deur al die geslagte heen, tot in alle ewigheid. So let's make use of this moment, let's turn to one another, and let's pray the simple prayer. Say, Father, open our eyes, open my brother's eyes, to see how much You love them. And as you start praying, the Lord will guide you, Holy Spirit, lead you in prophecy, show you, but make the prayer simple. Pray for them, let them pray for you. Let's extend the prayer to our town, to everyone in our town, that the Lord will open up our eyes. And when you're done praying, the Lord bless you. You're welcome to leave and get your kids, but let's continue to pray, let's continue to love each other. Lord bless you. Thank You, Father. We worship You. We praise You, God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord.
Remember that our sermons are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.